Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cap, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Shafi Flannery. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on April 18th, 2022. Here are the headlines to start your day. Over the weekend, Northwestern softball swept Purdue as Rachel Lewis broke the program record for most home runs in a Northwestern softball career. All three games ended in a five-inning slaughter rule. In other news, the Associated Student Government election ended as Jason Hagelmeyer and Donovan Cusick took home president and vice president, respectively. They will be sworn in Wednesday as they look to keep their promise to maintain communication both with the student body and school administration. After a 25-year move to Skokie, Northlight Theater will be returning to Evanston. The Evanston City Council, in a 7-1 vote, has greenlit $2 million towards the project as a way to bring performance back to the city, following the blow the industry took from COVID. In Chicago, a fire burned in a Southside church, started from a propane torch on the building's roof. In other news, a court ruled that Don Furr, NHL Union Executive Director, was exempt from any wrongdoing in the sexual assault scandal involving the Blackhawks from 2010. He claims no recollection of being told of the incident, which involved allegations from Kyle Beach against then-video coach Brad Aldrich. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Shafi Flerner. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, WNUR.news. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of Daily Cat.